In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today at Mass, I had to chuckle because Paul was in a synagogue, and they asked him, "Do you have anything to share with us?" "My Lord, you talked about Paul." And he shared with him about Jesus, that he was the fulfillment of Isaiah 52 and 53. He was the fulfillment of Psalm 22. "Oh, yes. Do you have anything to share?" I remember when I was a deacon, the man that was training me came to Mass one morning and said, "I have nothing to say today." I said, "Well, I'll preach." He said, "What do you mean you'll preach?" I said, "I'm always ready to preach. I'm always ready to preach. I should live as well as I do my preaching. I try to live a good life by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. I have no one but Jesus." Remember what Sadie said, "No one but Jesus can help you, for no one but Jesus knows how." I'm looking at the 18th chapter of Acts, verse 24. "Now there came to Ephesus a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria. He was an eloquent man, well-versed in the scriptures." You know, we can have lots of eloquent people, well-versed in the scriptures, but they don't know the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we say, "Well, the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost." But do you know his power? Well, the birthday of the church is on Pentecost, but do you know his power? Oh, Apollos was an eloquent speaker, and he was well-versed in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with burning enthusiasm. This is a great preacher, taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he only knew the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. I tell you, there was more than explanation. There was the praying over this man for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "John baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire." I tell you how we need the Holy Spirit. When I see lots of priests walking at Mass because the bishop is there and they're celebrating a wonderful Mass, I often ask myself, I wonder how many of these priests know the power of God, know the power of the resurrection. How many of them are like Apollos, who was eloquent, but did not know the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when he wished to cross over to Achaia, the believers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. On his arrival, he greatly helped those who through grace had become believers. Oh yes, by grace we have been saved through faith and not of works, lest any man boast. For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that Jesus is the Messiah, that the Messiah is Jesus by the scriptures. Oh yes, he took that 52nd chapter of Isaiah and the 53rd chapter, "Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, he opened not his mouth. Like a sheep before his shearers, he was silent." Let's continue. Chapter 19. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. Again, these disciples are going to have something missing, like Apollos. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No. We have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. I wonder how many people who are Christians know the authority that God has given them in the Holy Spirit. Not only the priests, not only the sisters, but the people who have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave all authority to Jesus, and Jesus gives all this authority to the church. He says, "You shall do the same things that I have done, and greater still shall you do them, because I'm going to the Father." I wonder how many of us know the power of God. How many of us know that Jesus Christ is risen and that he has given us the Holy Spirit as the great gift to make people believe and give their lives to Jesus. Then he said, "Into what were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him." That is, to believe in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in other tongues. Adi shandala marianda. Other tongues upon them. And they spoke in other tongues and prophesied, just like at Pentecost. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke out boldly and argued persuasively about the kingdom of God. When some stubbornly refused to believe and spoke evil of the way before the congregation, he left them, taking the disciples with him, and argued daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years. Oh gosh. 2 years Paul is in this lecture hall, wanting people to come to believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that he died on the cross for out of love for us, that he bled for us, that he was buried and raised from the dead, and that he dwells in us by the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is TNT, the New Testament, is power. The Holy Spirit is power. So many people do not know the power of the Holy Spirit. Just recently, I prayed with someone, and the anointing fell upon them. The presence of God fell upon them. Isn't that wonderful that God allows that to happen when we pray with people and when we pray over people? This is real. And I'm telling you, it's real. The Holy Spirit is real. Jesus said, "It is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. It's better for you that I ascend into heaven and you don't see me." Why? Because if I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. "So that all the residents of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord." Paul was there 2 years preaching the word of God. I wonder how many of us would continue to preach the word of God for 2 years. Oh, God bless what God has done for me gracefully. I've been on the radio for 35 years, as far as I know, from 1984 to 2019. I tell you, I still have much to preach about. Nothing new, only the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of that gospel in the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, I'm not spirit-centered, I'm Jesus-centered. But Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit so that we would have authority, heavenly authority in the world. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that when the handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were brought to the sick, their diseases left them. My Lord, this is a miracle. They don't even need Paul. Just something that touched his skin and they were healed. But you know why they were healed? They believed. They believed that as they touched people with the handkerchief of Paul, they're going to be healed. I wonder how many of us believe. Today I had a temptation, very interesting. I prayed with a man many months ago for something in his head, and today the thought came, it would have happened without your prayer. I said, I rebuke that. I rebuke that. No, it wouldn't have happened without our prayer. It's just like Peter is outside the door and Rhoda says, Peter is here. And they were praying for Peter's release. And they said, we don't believe it's Peter. It must be his spirit. No, when we pray, God answers. That's one of the great experiences of Christianity. God hears and answers prayer. Do you know that today? God hears and answers prayer. Their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some itinerant Jewish exorcists tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul proclaims, seven sons of Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. But the evil spirit said to them in reply, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Then the man with the evil spirit leapt on them, mastered them all, and so overpowered them that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. I tell you, God's believers can bring peace to people by expelling little demonettes. I tell you, the demons hate Jesus. The demons hate Jesus. When I get people who keep on talking about demons, I say, you know what? Don't talk about demons. Say, Jesus, Jesus. The demons flee at the name of Jesus. Jesus, who shed your blood for me. The demons flee at the blood of Jesus. This is real. I'm talking something real. And most people don't know it. This is not only for the priests. This is for the people of God who have received the power of the Holy Spirit, who have surrendered their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. When this became known to all the residents in Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, everyone was awestruck, and the name of the Lord Jesus was praised. Well, they praised God that these, the sons of Sceva, ran out naked because the Spirit of God the evil spirit said, we don't know you. What power do you have? You have not Jesus's power. You have not Paul's power. You have your own power. And they leapt upon the sons of Sceva. Also, many of those who became believers confessed and disclosed their practices. This is today. How many people have books that are into magic and into curses? How many today have the astrology things that are going to them, that they're into astrology? I tell you, I have two signs in my life, the sign of the cross and the sign that said maternity when my mother gave birth to me. I don't have any other sign. A number of those who practice magic collected their books and burned them publicly. When the value of these books was calculated, it was found to have 50,000 silver coins. I wonder how many people would burn their books, their astrological books. I wonder how many people would say, I'm against this and I want nothing to do with the occult. You see, the devil comes in small little ways. Oh, it doesn't harm anybody. I know I'm a what? I'm a child of God by the grace of the living God, by the blood that was shed for my sins. That's who I am. I'm nobody else. I'm a child of God. What else do you want to be? I'm a priest of God too, by the grace of the living God. Who else do you want to be? I'm not going to be Pisces or whatever that is. It's foolishness because it's connected to the demonic. People don't believe it. They say, you know what? I'm a this and I'm a that. Yeah, you can be a what? I'm a child of God. That's who I am. God has made me a child of God. For as many who believed in him, he gave the power to become children of God. So how much money was wasted on these books? 50,000 silver coins. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Now after these things had been accomplished, Paul resolved in spirit to go through Macedonia, that's to the Philippians, and Achaia, and then to go to Jerusalem. He said, after I have gone there, I must go to Rome. Remember, Paul was beaten with rods, and he is a Roman citizen, and he wants to bring his case to Caesar. He wants to exhort Caesar to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he himself stayed for some time longer in Asia. About the time, no little disturbance broke out concerning the way. A man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Artemis, brought no little business to the artisans. I tell you, this is a man that's made money with false religion. And now Paul is saying, God does not rest in silver, gold, or wood. Listen to this. These he gathered together with the workers of the same trade. What trade? Making shrines for Artemis. And said, men, you know that we get our wealth from this business. I want to tell you, don't let religion become a business. I check myself, you know? I don't believe that my faith is where I make my money. God gives me what I need and I believe. A lady left yesterday or 2 days ago with and gave me $200 in cash. You know, that's going to the collection on Sunday. It is not mine. She said, you can do with it what you want. And what I want is to go for the collection on Sunday. That's what I want to do with it. I'm not going to use it for myself. I have enough. God has given me enough. I'm not into gain because I'm a person of faith. I'm into preaching the Lord Jesus Christ and praying for the people of God. You also see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost the whole Asia, this Paul has persuaded and drawn away a considerable number of people by saying that gods made with hands are not gods. That's real. But this guy makes his money on shrines. Oh, yes. People say, Father Tom, you worship Mary. No, I honor Mary. Well, what about the statue of Mary? That is just a picture of my mother and the mother of Jesus. And we are called to honor our mother in the name of Jesus. Yes, the fourth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. I became her son when Jesus said to John, behold your mother. Spoken to me too, and to you too. Behold your son. He left for Macedonia, and when he had gone through those regions, and had given the believers much encouragement, he came to Greece, where he stayed for 3 months. What do you think he's doing in Greece? He's preaching the word of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's preaching the word of God. He was about to set sail for Syria when a plot was made against him by the Jews, and so he decided to return through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, by Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica. These are the people that accompanied Paul. Gaius from Derbe, and Timothy as well, by Tychicus and Trophimus from Asia. They went ahead and were waiting for us in Troas. But we sailed from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread. See, they're still Jews. Christianity gets its power from Judaism. Abraham is our father in faith. Unfortunately, we do not know the Jewish Jesus. Jewish Jesus is beautiful. How he celebrated the feasts, how he did these things. Let's continue. And in 5 days we joined them in Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. On the first day of the week, that's Sunday, when we met to break bread, that's the Eucharist, Paul was holding a discussion with them since he intended to leave the next day. He continued speaking until midnight. He's going to be leaving the next day, so now he's going to preach, and he's preaching until midnight. There were many lamps in the room upstairs where we were meeting. A young man named Eutychus, who was sitting in the window, began to sink into a deep sleep while Paul talked still longer. Oh yes, he's about to leave Ephesus and Troas. He's about to leave, and he wants them to hear the word of God. Overcome by sleep, Eutychus fell to the ground 3 floors below, and he was picked up dead. But Paul went down and, bending after him, took him in his arms and said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." Then Paul went upstairs, and after he had broken bread and eaten, he continued to converse with them until dawn. Then he left. Meanwhile, they had taken the boy away alive and were not a little comforted. In other words, they knew he was dead. But he became alive again. I'm telling you, Jesus said that we would heal lepers, the blind, the deaf, and raise the dead. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus meant what he said and said what he meant. I've never raised the dead. I have only raised them by the grace of God into the life of Christ, by preaching and by praying and by celebrating the Eucharist. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need him ever so much. Today I'm asking you, and I'm asking myself, how much authority do you have in the world? How much authority? God gave you authority. He said, "They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed." That's what God said. Not only the priest, but the people. Some people have said to me, "We were told by our pastor not to pray for people and lay hands upon people because that's the priest's job." I said, "Well, show them your baptismal certificate. That's everyone's job, to lay hands upon the sick and to see them get well." How many people lay hands upon the sick and see them get well? We are all called to that. Yes, even you. If Jesus is your love, your Savior, your Redeemer, your Lord, even you are called to lay hands upon the sick and pray for them. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, I pray today that everyone who hears my voice would be given the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they're not priests, but they are called to pray with the sick and to see them get better. Oh, yes, every believer is called. I pray today that you would share your authority with people who have no idea that they have authority. Give authority in the name of Jesus to your people so that people around them might be blessed. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.